Welcome to episode 30. That's gay. Never mind.
That's in there.
It's third month. Okay. This episode.
Oh, it is gay pride. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, gay pride month. Dude.
Gays are. That's good. Never mind. Okay. Welcome to episode 30 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner. We are coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So we'll go around the table and do our usual thing. We've got Joe Dust.
Shut up.
He came prepared. We got Big Matt.
Hello.
Cripple
Jews.
J. Oh. I didn't know you're doing the drop. Sorry. Cripple J.
Hey.
And Sound Guy Steve.
Shug shot me.
Shalom.
As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. So for that, I will turn to our official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who you're drinking today.
We don't really have one because everyone's drinking something different.
Oh. Pick one!
So he came prepared, I see.
So
it's only been two months in the making.
We'll go Schlafly. We have their Summer Lager and Export or Expo IPA.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Local.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What's the name of the room they had? Is it the tasting room?
Tap room.
Tap room. Yeah.
The tasty room.
It's tasty.
Well, we do have some. I guess we have special guests in the house tonight, right?
We've got ladies.
Now, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump, but can the lady just be seen and not heard in this podcast?
Ooh,
is that okay?
We've got the best ladies. Really, they're great.
They're great.
We're gonna bring that whole thing back up again. You guys want to know that drop? Morning after show, you listen to it, right?
I haven't been listening.
When he talks about Pennsylvania, he brings up Joe Paterno. He goes, "When are we bringing that whole thing back again?"
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't hear Trump say that?
No, I haven't heard that.
That guy's a fucking idiot. But anyway, we will introduce our ladies. Matt's wife Jen's here.
Hey.
And we have Jay's wife Erin.
Hello.
We have my lady friend, my girlfriend. Sorry, the Red Queen.
Ooh, ouch.
The Red.
She just goes,
Queen.
"Don't say my name."
Is that like Baltimore, like the one who we shall not name or whatever? Is that what that's called?
Something like that.
I don't read the books,
yeah.
I don't know.
They also have movies.
Yeah.
I only
watched the movies because of Hermione. Well, when she was of age.
And Strip Club Jess was going to show up, but
much
like the guy that was watching in the dark, she stiffed us.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Too soon? Not too soon. No, enough time has passed.
Nope.
Okay, well, all right, Big Matt.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Well, what do you guys? You guys choose what we're gonna lead off with. Do you guys want to lead off with Steve's creepiest tweets?
Let's do it.
That's Joe's thing.
That's Joe's thing. Did
Go
you do
Joe.
Homework? Not on that one.
Joe came prepared like Jay did with the beer sponsor.
I don't know what to do on this, to be honest.
Well, then why did you bring it up as a topic?
I don't know why you just brought it up.
This girl looks underage, Steve, for real. This girl should not be on your Twitter feed.
Well, what I was gonna do is I was gonna take some clips. I was going to take some clips of
which Channel Orange? She was listening to Channel Orange. I don't know.
That's something down in Australia.
Now, hold on.
Like, I don't want anybody to accidentally go to S. Craig 1982. S. Craig 1982.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Well, this guy's, one posted here, it says, "Who are you calling fuckface?" And that the face made of
that's
all
from
people.
Majestic
that's,
Boner.
That's from my friend Christy.
Yeah. Of the Angry Gnome.
Yeah, right. She's hilarious. Yeah.
Angry gnome.
She's a lady in the street, but a freak in the tweets.
A freak in the tweets. That's right. Yeah, she is funny.
Shout out. There's the Misty Callahan stuff. You could pull that up.
Yeah.
Who's Misty Callahan?
She is a traffic reporter. I know this because I see her every day on my Twitter, whether I want to or not. It's like Steve's in Canada, and she does. I already know because I don't even have to look at her shit.
This
She's
is awful.
In Chicago and does traffic reports for Chicago and St. Louis, right? Online.
Correct. Yep.
And it was a tweet a few days ago, and she's like, blah, 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 traffic says. Steve's like, awesome, I'm in Canada. Can you send me a picture?
And here's one for
and
you.
Then
not,
I, and then what
did
I do?
Not fucking say that.
I'll find it.
Yep.
I jumped in.
The mic's
I jumped in and one upped him. I go, listening all the way from Sweden, you're doing a great job. And then Steve promptly replied with, eat my ass.
And he's got one here that says it's from Sperm Sponge. I didn't like that. And here's One of them's called Holy L. And it says, a note to all tall mofos. Look down. I've been knocked sideways more times than I can count because you don't see me. And this is my your guy, Octopus Caveman, who was in an earlier tweet was blowing a rose. I mean, literally sucking.
It was Ron Jeremy blowing himself. Okay.
Oh. And this one says, I'm not gay, but if I had to blow a dude, I'd pick my dentist so he can give me a cleaning after.
I'm like, Jesus.
What are you doing?
It's just people that follow. I mean, what the fuck you want me to do? I don't tell them, hey, tweet this or tweet that.
I know, but it's pretty good.
Oh.
It's funny. And
shit out from work. That's why I have my logo over there.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
So, but who else has Twitter accounts?
I do.
Well, we have
a good
one.
Do people post weird stuff like this on your guys?
No.
Yeah, one.
My news. Well,
yeah, we have one person that puts it.
It's not weird. It's just Steve. Steve takes a lot of time out of his day to make sure that these women know that he appreciates them.
That's good.
And this one says from Majestic Boner. Yeah. Jesus may have turned water into wine, but he can turn my urine into bourbon.
Well, that's nice. Par for the course for Christy, who also listens to us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she gives a shout out.
Christy's cool. Yeah.
And Sperm Sponge again says troubling times call for more masturbation and sex. What is Sperm Sponge?
I don't know what the fuck these people put on there.
Apparently, you do because you like and retweet them.
I don't like and retweet any of that shit. That's on their page from me following them. That's all it is. So if they tweet something, it's same thing if Joe tweets something or Tony tweets something. You go to my page, their shit's there because I follow them.
But when you look at all my likes and scroll through, it's not just Cream Pie Central.
He's into redheads a lot.
Oh yeah. Steve, well, I already knew that.
Yeah, that's a given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steve's into redheads. I do. My favorite post of Steve, though, that you retweeted was the love is patient. Love is patient, love is kind, or the black girl straddling the black kid. It looks like a prom or homecoming photo. Their faces are awesome. I don't know. Steve has the most random
I'll put Twitter. That on the website.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
And then every once in a while, Steve will post a original status. It's fuck stain, jizz bomb, asshat, shit nuts. All in caps.
What?
Yeah, that's... That's what a Steve's.
Oh, okay.
Steve, your parents must be so proud.
Oh, here's one of my favorite ones. Here we go. Sperm Sponge.
Again,
which is
sperm
that
sponge.
Is the hat for this girl. Arouse me in 5 words. Steve and Craig, close your eyes. Lay back.
And here's one from June 1st from Sperm Sponge. Waiting for jizz spray is exciting. Who is this person? Balls are most interesting. The way they scrunch and hang. Oh my god!
Some people should just not be introduced to the internet or
this
Twitter.
Is what's wrong with the internet.
Now Steve's entertaining on Twitter.
No, but she's part of the network. That's
our
why.
Network?
Yeah,
she is.
Yes, she does.
She does like a sex podcast of some kind.
No, God, what the fuck's it called? Dr. Dave's.
They're part of the.
I don't have it.
No, I think they're part of the like, Pattern family.
Yeah, they're not the IGOV. Hashtag. Yeah, okay, nice.
Who's Andrea Fexco? It's almost the end of May and no sun in sight in L.A. When can we start panicking? Steve said, but I've never been to L.A.
I just found the love is patient, love is kind one. That's hilarious.
Still getting retweeted by Texas people, too.
So.
I posted. I guess I could bring up. I posted. The
creepy.
Do you have Brexit on your anywhere to talk about?
We can't talk about Brexit.
Well, I mean, we don't have to, but
I don't know.
So I posted something just tongue in cheek yesterday, like, so when's Texas? Like, when's Texas just gonna leave? You know,
mm-hmm. Which is fine because Texas is the dumbest.
And it's been my most popular tweet I've ever had on 2 years
of Twitter. Or likes.
Last time I looked, there was like 30,000 impressions or something on it, and I'm still getting a little. But what's funny is it was supposed to be a joke. And about 80% of it's people from Texas like, fuck yeah, we're getting out of here. And they just keep retweeting it. And then like a magazine in Houston retweeted it. So then I started getting a bunch of people.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Which I can't tell now if they think I'm serious.
They're even too stupid to realize. We're like, yeah, we want you guys.
And they don't see that. They don't know because I don't have where I'm from. So they probably think I'm half of them think I'm from Texas.
God. So since it is Pride Month, we want to talk about Orlando shootings.
Yeah.
Was that a good segue?
Yeah, that's great.
Tony's like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
I have to save my Orlando joke for my other segment.
Your other segment?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could segue into it this way. I watched a movie called Rudderless. It was directed by William H. Macy. It was his first movie. And we had another topic on here about dead celebrities, and there was a dead celebrity that was in that movie. Anton
Yelchin.
Chekhov. I have a joke about him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Chekhov
later.
Was in it.
Chekhov,
it's actually a really good movie. Now, the premise of the movie is that we have a father that is big time in the sales, and he wants to meet his son for lunch one day.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid's at school, and he's a little bit of a loner at school, but he's like, okay, whatever, yeah, I'll meet you for lunch, Dad. Scene clips off. He's going to the library real quick because he's going to ditch his dad. And then next thing we know, Dad calls up his son, leaves him voicemail, says, hey, ditching your dad, not cool, hangs out as he's walking to leave the bar, school shooting, something that we talk about quite often on this podcast, it seems.
Yeah.
And so the movie goes on. Son's dead at the university. And the dad goes into complete depression, sells his house. He sold a really fancy house. Turns into basically a pseudo-alcoholic, but finds out that his son's been writing music the whole time. And he goes to this bar where they have open mic, and he starts playing his son's songs, and they start getting really popular. Anton, whatever his name, Yelchin, whatever it is.
Some of it, yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
He comes into the fray saying, hey, the songs are amazing, and they start a band, and then twist on that, turns out that the son was the shooter at the university at the end of the movie. So then they had to deal with, how do you as a parent deal with your son being the shooter? So
Didn't you also bring up, which I watched the other day, we need to talk about Kevin?
Yeah, we need to talk about
Kevin. Isn't that the name of it?
That thing.
It's not a shooting, but
It's a twisted movie about that.
It's a bow and arrow.
And the reason
shooting.
Why I even thought about bringing that up is because Jay had brought up in an email that we talked about was how today's youth is way different than our youth, where, what was your story again about some three-year-old going to the bathroom or something like that?
A parent walked into the bathroom and their three-year-old was standing on the toilet. And she thought it was funny and she asked what was going on. And the little girl said, this is what we practice at school in case the school's on lockdown and someone's in there.
Oh, and so they can't see their legs.
Right.
Yeah.
Teach them to stand on the toilet
and
watch the stall.
I don't know for your kids. Our kids, they actually do practice this. Teachers go on conference every year. They go and say, hey, we're going to learn invader drill or whatever it's called. Intruder drill. Yeah, something like that. And they go on lockdown. They do it. So I don't know.
I was laughing at you
because I like when you talk, but you don't have the microphone.
Yeah.
It's like an airplane. It's like,
your voice goes.
Yeah. I used to. Oh, years ago, I was a substitute teacher, and they did intruder drills, and basically they locked the kids in the classrooms, and on lockdown, nobody could go in and out of any of the rooms.
Because I didn't look it up. Was the Germany thing real, or is that something that someone made up on the internet?
No,
was there a theater shooting in Germany as well?
When it first came out, it said mass shooting, but it wasn't.
There no shootings at all, or
no,
was it just holding hostages?
There was one. He was holding hostages, and then the cops busted in and shot him.
So he was the
only death, and there was like 20 something people injured, but they think it's because they were running and falling over each other and shit. But
there was tear gas involved.
Yeah. Tear gas hurt them too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess in the U.S., you just go in guns blazing. Germany's like, hold on. We are all going to cow into a corner till ein Polizei get here.
Throw gas in the room.
Which, honestly, if it was the U.S., there would have been 60, 70 people probably shot.
Oh, stop, or I will turn into Hitler.
Well, and then I don't watch the news. What was the Senate doing this week? They were doing a sit-in or something like that, saying if we don't pass a certain bill...
Yeah, which Bill Maher ripped on that last night, which I'm glad.
What's the whole premise of this bill?
Because they, Bill Maher and everybody goes, cool, you did an hour, or like 1 day's worth of work, or 13 hours worth of work. And they said, I forgot how many people have been shot in Chicago. It's like 600 something that have actually been shot. I think so. Not that have died, but have been shot. Yeah. And they go, they don't do that for that. But then when there's a big press release about, you know, Orlando, they're like, wait a minute, get some FaceTime.
Yeah.
What, Steve? Well, no, because you're pro-gun. I know you're pro-gun.
It's the whole politics shit. I guess, what was it, the survey that was done, 92% of Americans were actually for, I guess, more stringent background checks, or like, you know, if you're a terrorist or on
no
a watch list of some kind.
No fly list.
Yeah, he's like, hey, maybe we should at least hesitate on getting you a gun.
I can see a con to that, though. I'm on the no-fly list. and I have to get checked every time.
Why are you on the no-fly list? Yeah. And should we stop podcasting immediately?
I have to go up to the desk every time. I can't do the curbside check-in.
Because you have the same
name.
Because
my name is on there, and I have an Uncle Gene who we don't know what's gone on with, and I'm the second Eugene Tierney, so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've got that same exact problem right now.
He still gets to fly. It's not like they don't let him fly. He just has to check
in. He just has to be
desk.
Extra.
What you need to tell the audience is that your middle name is Akbar.
I shaved the beard. Come on.
Did you know, this is a side note, but Jay's problem, I also have the same problem, because there's a guy with my exact same name that lives in Wentzville, and he's, if you look him up on KSN, he's got like 4 pages of shit. Jesus. Like, I just went to the hospital, you know, and they're like, oh, he's back. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they go, oh, wait, you're not the same guy. Because that guy also goes around the hospitals trying to get prescription drugs. Yeah. And he's got, his middle name is different. That's it. He's almost the same age. He also has kidney stones like I have. This guy's ruining my life.
Jesus.
And I met the guy that did the CT scan. He goes, oh, yeah, I know him. I'm like, can you just kill him for me? This guy is like an asshole. I've been interrogated by detectives because of him.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was just my side note. I also have, pretty soon I'll probably be on the do not fly list too. Douchebag.
That's good.
Other Dustin, I'm coming for you. He's around here somewhere.
Unless you're a loyal listener.
Yeah, unless you're a loyal listener.
And
we'll send
you
a t-shirt.
Money. Yeah. So what are we, all right, don't get into it. The Orlando shootings. Are we, is it, what, when is it going to stop? It's getting, is it too soon to say it's getting cliche to go do this shit? Honestly, at what point are these people proving at all, if any, when they're doing this? It's getting to the point where, is it the point where people are going to stop going out, just because you never know.
You can't do that because then they win, right? That's the whole point of terror. The terror, it's not that people are, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it sounds horrible when I say this. It's not about the people that are dying in that moment. They're trying to make everyone else fearful of going out and doing things. So.
I thought you were going to be racist there for a second. it's the brown people.
I was going to
vote Trump.
MAGA, make America great again.
Yep. If all that them there people in that club had guns, they could have shot that guy dead. And there wouldn't have been any like people hit because it's in the dark and there's music and there's lights flashing. Hey, nobody's going to get hit in the crossfire. Yeah, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker. Even though I can't see shit.
Well, your eyes are closed.
Yeah, hey, somebody stop. I got bubbles in my face. Wait a second.
I don't know what that means. But
it's a gay club. They have some parties.
Jeez. Steve just turns
experience?
No, I heard a good point last night. They go, should we just keep our flag at half-mast all the time? Oh, and then when something really good happens, like legalizing weed, you just put it up for a
It'll month. Be like Mario Brothers when you hit the flag.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong in this. The guy could be dumb. I mean, he did go in and shoot up a club, but I mean, you don't go. If you hate gay people, you think you're gonna save people by. What was he doing? He was going to kill 60 people, but there's how many other thousands of gay people? I mean, wasn't making a big change.
I would start with the fact that he's probably very mentally ill.
Yes.
Would be the first thing.
I think if we actually find out he was gay, like a lot of people think,
no,
and he did go to that club a lot, he was probably just resentful. He was just like, fuck it.
He didn't know how to tell
mom
and dad.
Maybe he was never hit on.
No, I think there was a dude that was pounding him for a year and a half, he said. he had a mask on. Did you see that?
No.
It was on the BBC or something. They interviewed him, and they distorted his voice, and he had like a – it was like a Ronald Reagan-type mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck is this? And they
should
just hit his
Trump
identity.
Mask.
Yeah, he had a Trump mask. He's like, he was the greatest lay. Really, it was great. When you see the video, you're going to love it.
Was he a power bottom? That's all
I think so. Yeah. I like how Steve just puts his head down. Like, Steve's embarrassed.
Just power bomb,
huh?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to fuck him in the ass, and he's going to like it. So
America's next top bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a real question. If Trump does become president, will the purge become a reality?
Probably.
Do we need the purge? Does America need the purge? Where we just make
he's going to set aside one day where everyone can take rifles to the border.
No, according
to... Go ahead, just fire in there. Just go ahead.
According to Tony's last episode of Conspiracy Files, they need to, so...
Conspiracy Files?
Yeah.
Let me in on that shit.
It's just a thing on Netflix.
Unsealed case file number
my
69.
Donald Trump sounds like Jax Teller. Go ahead, fire your weapons in there.
If the world doesn't hate us now, they will if you got a mentally handicapped douche piece of shit. And like, I'm the most powerful man in the world. Talking with his gay... LGBT
it's,
guy.
No, it's Pride Month. It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay. It's Pride Month.
I'm very pro-gay.
So we need the hag whore Hillary in there? I don't think so. Sorry.
Steve, Jesus Christ. I don't like either of them, but if you think Trump's the solution to whatever the fuck's wrong with this place, you can go fuck yourself.
Okay, well, here, let's get away from that. Can we all agree that most of society... either one, the level-headed people, either one, they don't vote. Can we all agree that most people probably don't go out and vote anymore? Because one reason... okay, I don't vote. I'll come out right now and say I don't vote. Do you know why I don't vote? Because I don't think my vote matters at all. Because by the time it gets to that point, whenever people are being nominated, as far as when it gets down to Hillary or Trump, their presidency is paid and bought for by corporations. Can we all agree on that? Well, I don't think my vote matters one bit.
We're seeing it with the primary where the superdelegates were already pledged.
Dude, unless you got enough money for Ted Cruz to start blowing you, your vote doesn't matter.
Exactly, that's my point.
NRA. Yeah.
Okay, and then, okay.
I got money. Well, plus Ted Cruz
from Texas.
That was
him gagging on the microphone.
Yeah. If you're from Texas, you suck cock. That's right.
And see, now
yeah, and you like my tweets a lot.
And here we go. Most people, I guess, would say, can we all agree that the majority of people, I'd say at least 80% of people are at this point in life, they are financially conservative in their views, but liberally, and their social views, they're liberal.
Yeah, they want to keep their money, but they don't give a shit about what people are doing.
Exactly. They don't care if you do drugs. They don't care who you have sex with. They don't care who marries who.
I do.
But they care about, they don't care about keeping their money. They just care about their money being spent wisely.
Had sex
and
with a monkey.
Tax for something, tax it for a good purpose. And I think that's the problem. We'll never get that because that's how it always is. If you can even see it on the internet, on message boards or on, you know, that vocal minority is what's strongest. And the level-headed people go, why would I even waste my time commenting about any of this?
I might not vote for either one of them. I'm going to go in and just vote for some.
That's what I'm going to write my own name in. There's going to be a ton of write-ins. I think this will be the most write-ins you've ever seen.
Well, the thing I like about Bernie Sanders.
I wonder if I can rally my Texas people to vote me in.
Vote you in. I don't see why not.
I want to get 0.00001% of the vote.
That works. It's more than Cruz is going to get.
Yeah. Well, no, probably not. I'm sure people will still vote.
I honestly think that Bernie is going to end up with a ton of votes. It's from an independent vote. But
he just came out, though,
and
endorsed Hillary.
Well, see, that's the thing. I still think people are going to write him in. I don't, just because he's not, you know, going to be in it as far as the final two.
Because he's not Hillary. Because
there's a ton of people that don't want Hillary. But
yeah.
This is like, I was talking to my friend Scott. I can't remember, although I'm not that old, but I don't think America's ever had two worst candidates in the running. And everybody's like, ah, fuck. Like South Park predicted years ago, do you want a, what is it?
A douche or a turd sandwich? Or is your,
a
your,
giant douche or a turd
yeah,
sandwich?
Yeah, giant douche.
You have to choose between one of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Where do we go from? You want to talk about Civil War?
Hey, but Matt, you called
America?
It, by the way. You did call it like months ago when we were talking about Trump.
These topics are very depressing.
Because months ago, remember, we were talking about Trump, and I go, eh, Clinton will win. You go, I don't know, because it was when there were still like 11 Republicans, and you go, I think Trump might win. I'm like, okay.
He's just there for the entertainment value, though. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Oh, it'll be the most entertaining election ever, for sure. Just wait until
we're
going to
pause
time.
The podcast for 1 second, because my wife just got another man a beer, but didn't get me one. What the hell?
Thanks, Jen.
I think that's cool. I think that's cool and very progressive of you.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's very open of you. I feel cuckolded. Thank
you.
That
was very, very progressive of you. Hashtag feminism.
Yeah. Instead of holding the door for you, I'm going to slam it on your head.
Dude, don't hold the door. That's too soon. Come on. Oh, wait. You don't know what I'm talking about. You guys do.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, what?
We'll skip forward. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones reference.
Oh.
Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Are you caught up?
Dude.
All right.
That's Sunday
sure.
viewing. That's all
okay.
that is.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I already know what's going to happen.
I don't
want to
make America
one.
Great. I want to make America all right. Right?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
All right. All right. All right.
What's so, next?
Are we just going to stop in the middle of all that political
Well, I mean,
discussion?
What are we going to talk about? We have two shit candidates. Yeah. Hillary's not going to do anything different. She's sucking off Wall Street and the corporation. She's like, I'm going to tax the fuck out of them. Meaning, I'm not going to do shit.
My jizz on my pants.
Yeah.
My face!
Wait, what, Steve? You gotta
Trump is like that Ron Jeremy photo we saw where he's fucking blowing himself.
Trump is sucking his own dick.
Yeah, the only thing I like about Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are like, you know, fuck Wall Street, fuck the banks, fuck the corporations, fuck the rich people, which I'm like,
wait, yeah, Trump like
but you can't
Trump
you can't say that and
no,
win
Sanders.
Anymore.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Trump. No,
Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, I like. They're like, fuck you guys.
But just don't fire people that work at banks.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Financial industry
basically,
sucks.
Basically,
Jadis doesn't
lose his job.
Yeah, I
want to
keep my
else.
Job right now.
Yeah, I, you know.
Did you quit again already?
No.
Okay, I was about to say.
At City.
Okay, that's what.
Man,
okay,
you just made me sound like a loser.
You're total millennial. Total millennial. Oh my god. What do you want to move on? Yeah, Aaron, you're right. Well, it is depressing because that's, dude, the world's depressing right now. We got people shooting each other. We can talk about France.
It's only more depressing,
okay,
though,
okay,
because
so,
we hear about
so
it instantly.
How long, if when
it's
it,
about
when,
six
when it
inches.
Happens.
On a good day?
On a good day. I'm also 5 foot 11.
How long is it going to take before there's an attempt to assassinate?
What, a president?
Obama or the next one?
No, after the election, after, or maybe it's after they're inaugurated. But Hillary or Trump, if they get voted in.
Well, a dude already did, like, get arrested for bringing a gun to the Trump rally and saying he was going to kill him.
Well, he fucked up. Trump's still walking. So
Trump goes, "You a loser. I would have caught the bullet. You would have fired it at me with my tiny hands."
Yeah.
Does he have tiny hands?
That's the ongoing
really?
Joke. Yeah.
This is now officially tagged.
I know. Good. We'll get more listeners. Yeah, like exactly. I always tell Jay, I always go tag everything Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump.
And ISIS.
Yeah. And ISIS, yeah.
If the FBI or NSA is listening, I have one thing to say. That's what I think. Come get me.
That's really weird, Anthony Craig.
What's his middle name? Make sure you get it.
We can give his
Jay,
address,
right?
Too.
What's his social security number? No.
That's right. They can below me.
Yes, it's very depressing. Let's talk about France. France is protesting right now. They're protesting the fact that the government wants them to move into a 37-hour work week. They are currently on a 35-hour work week. Would you guys protest if America would try to make it where we had to move into a 43-hour work
yes.
week?
Yeah.
Would yeah.
Because right now, technically, full-time is 32 hours, I think.
If America actually, do you think anyone would actually make a change, though? I don't think it would ever happen. We would probably just bow down to the corporations because we're all desperate for jobs here.
I like how I'm complaining, and then I think about what did I actually do yesterday at work. Literally nothing. I typed out jokes.
It wouldn't matter for us. We're already working.
Yeah.
45 plus hour weeks.
Well, Jess that she was going to show up, but she's working 15 hours of OT every week right now.
And see, is that the way it should be? I think France has it right? Why should we be working 50 some odd hours a week? What good does that do for anybody? I mean, the money's nice, right? But I'm one of those people who goes, okay, overtime, I love it, it's great.
Yeah, they
but
tax
I'd rather
the fuck out of you.
You get taxed the fuck out. Plus,
paid,
wouldn't you rather
overtime.
Just get paid, if you get paid overtime, that's the thing. Wouldn't you just rather get paid more base salary, saying, hey, just pay me more to work my regular work week?
Yeah, I don't get OTs.
That's socialism. Fuck you.
Is it really socialism, though?
Well, that's what they'll say. The guy who makes, you know, $150,000 an hour, I can't afford $15 an hour to pay my workers. I'm too busy blowing the NRA.
I ain't paying for Netflix.
Which they bumped the price up.
I know. I got that
but
notification,
you
too.
You could argue that if you're working less hours, you're probably more productive because you're more engaged in your position and your job.
I don't know about that.
I love my job.
Yeah,
I'm always engaged.
Tony does.
You just had a good interaction.
Tony loves his job so much.
Remember that email you sent saying something about how she was, like, all over your jock about something that you God, what was it? Like your productivity, like you were down your productivity for one day, and she like threw a hissy fit about it.
Oh, or something. Yeah, whatever.
It's micromanagement.
Corporate America, bro. They can.
You want to stay in a good middle management position. Don't get too high, so you can keep your job. Everybody will overlook you, and that's how you.
I don't like
be.
My job.
That's the way
to
go about
it. I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
But right. Get a little bit enough to keep, you know, keep the job.
We got to invest in headphones for everybody.
I know.
You got drops going?
Yeah. Yes.
What's
he had
drop?
An office space drop there. With
oh, yeah.
I don't like my job.
I don't like my job.
All right. What do we want to go to next, guys? I don't know. We got
you can't right. say that. You just flow into it.
I just
come on,
into man. Captain America Civil War. Talk about it right now.
Okay,
go.
Well, I don't.
I haven't seen
it's dated at this point. It's still, how's it doing at the box office now? How's it going?
Over a billion.
Over $1 billion for it?
Yeah. If I had my phone, I would tell you. What's hilarious is that Zootopia and fucking Jungle Book are going to beat Batman v Superman worldwide at the box office. No.
Which
they've already been on domestically. Yeah.
Well, you guys pretty much trashed that movie, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Except for Matt.
Because here's the thing about my expectations about movies.
If it's got titties, I like it.
They didn't have titties, though. They didn't have any titties.
But that movie was guaranteed to make $1 billion. It's not even going to make $875 million worldwide.
What's that site you look up all the time?
Box Office Mojo.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, Captain America is at $1.1 billion worldwide.
But here's the point. Batman and Superman, you still got to see a Batman and Superman movie. It could have been, was it okay? Yeah, it was okay,
yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
Was it great? No. But you still got to see Batman and Superman.
So let's talk about Civil War. Okay. Thing that I loved about it was we didn't see an origin story for the Black Panther. We didn't see an origin story for Spider-Man. We didn't see origin stories for all these characters that we've seen origin stories for a bajillion times. I'm so tired of seeing the long, drawn-out stories. The action is what everyone's going for. Give them the action.
I do hope
I'm kind of...
She's fired up about it.
Whoa.
She's
fired up. Jeez.
That's hot take.
But what I do hope, though, when they do the Ben Affleck solo Batman movie, I hope we get to see his parents killed again. This time in super slow motion.
Is that going
to
be like the J solo?
Yes.
That MPG?
Yeah. That's what I hope. All right, sorry. What are the numbers?
No, is it the full chart? I'm just trying to get it. Was that full, this one here?
Go to worldwide, yeah. And then click on Civil War itself.
Now, mind you, Zootopia's a Disney movie, right?
Yes.
Look how much money Disney alone
Click on Civil
made.
War.
It's a good movie.
Disney
it's
makes so much money, it's ridiculous.
Top
Dude,
three
what
movies
the fuck?
On there are theirs.
Click on Civil War.
How much
do you
think Disney's going to get sued for the Gator thing? That happened on Disney property, right?
Yeah, one of the resorts.
Wait,
the gator eating the kid.
Yeah,
did the kid die? The kid died, right? Yeah. I don't follow this.
Two-year-old kid.
Did he eat the kid?
Well, he ate him and took him under and drowned
did
him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did they recover the body at all?
Yes,
they
found him.
Good parenting.
There's a picture of a gorilla saying, "You're gonna shoot that gator, right?"
Oh, right.
No.
That was the alligator in the Geico commercial.
Did they find the gator?
Oh, I can't reach the check.
I don't remember.
I don't follow the news.
We got to back up. Someone just said, "Good parenting." Jay and I were just at
I also
Orlando. We
have
just,
a joke about this later.
We were just at Magic Kingdom, and, you know, I mean, granted, we don't have a two-year-old child.
We did lose a kid, but...
When you're at Disney, the last thing you're thinking of is there's going to be an alligator.
Oh, I know, yeah. Well,
but isn't
it
there
was,
signs everywhere?
Are there
well,
signs?
There's signs,
signs fucking
no,
everywhere.
No, they said there were signs that were no swimming, but this little kid was two, and he wasn't big, and he was, like, ankle-deep in water. I mean, what do you expect? You don't expect a gator to come out and be like, "All right, crikey, we'll take you under." Yeah, and there was like, you know,
well,
tons
you
of people around, and they
World.
All were just like, "Oh shit!"
So does
the
Disney
dad dropped
deserve
in.
To be sued?
No.
How can no,
they're
I don't
not
going to?
They'll win in court because they'll say that the signs were posted. If
there
signs
there
were
posted, signs
there's
saying
signs
no swimming.
Out there.
Yeah.
But they'll do the right thing since they have more than $1 billion. They'll just get the family some money to shut them up. Is what they'll do. They avoid court costs and whatnot.
Kind of like the St. Louis Cardinals did, I heard.
I don't remember seeing signs. Were there signs?
I don't remember seeing signs on Disney.
Were you at that resort?
We were at...
I don't know.
Like
I don't know which resort it was, but we were at one of them.
Has it been
no
long
signs.
Since we podcasted?
I'll
the
it.
Gorilla things happened since we last podcasted?
Oh,
yeah.
No, yeah.
It's been over 2 months since we podcasted.
So that happened. It didn't happen. It happened after our last
The last
episode.
Time we were all here was when Jess was telling her stripper story.
Oh,
that was
God,
like
that was
over 2 months
time.
Ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 months ago.
It was mid-April, yeah.
Because that was awesome for social media, which makes me... Why I hate social media for a lot of parts was... Everyone has a fucking opinion about that shit. You know, when you're parents, you can't be everywhere at once. You can't watch
right.
kids.
Yeah.
I have a laptop here at my disposal, so I can look shit up now.
But I agree with you. You're not expecting an alligator in Disney. You would expect a gator.
Well, you would on a ride.
You would
That's
up,
about
it.
You'd
start standing up and singing is what you expect to happen.
Right.
Disney World, but...
Yeah.
But that's my my favorite thing. Parents should have been doing more. It's like
but
these kids, dude, especially if they had more than one kid. If it was one kid, fuck the parents. You only got one kid to look after. There's two of you. Fuck you. But if you got more than one kid, fuck them.
But, I mean, there was tons of people around, too, and there was nothing weird going on. It was just little kids splashing around in a little bit of water.
How big was this gator?
Bigger than the two-year-old.
Shit.
Do we know? I mean, the parents. I don't know if this is true, but I actually heard that they were right there holding his hand. Yeah, yes, that's what I heard. Now, is that true?
I didn't hear that.
We don't know the situation, so they could have been. They could have been.
Kaylee
like,
Anthony
was
part
video,
two right there.
There was video. Pull the video.
It was the
Casey, whatever.
It was the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Doesn't matter.
But the one I read was that the gator took him and the dad was like not far away, and he ran in and was actually kind of wrestling the gator and punching it and stuff, and another guy tried to help. And I mean, you're not gonna wrestle a gator in the water, you know, unless you pull Hogan.
That's not a knife.
Do we want to go around the table and get opinions on the gorilla thing too? Because Jane Goodall gave her opinion. The thing I hear the most about is, well, why didn't you use a Trank gun? That's the one I hear the most. And even Jane Goodall goes, Trank gun would have done no good.
Exactly.
It would have done no good at all.
Would have just pissed it off, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But how the fuck did they get the gorilla to begin with? They had to Trank the thing. You didn't go in the wild and shoot it with a shotgun and then, you know, have doctors come in and be like...
to take effect, you know, you got it. I guess the amount of Tranks they had to use would probably kill it, maybe? I don't know.
I'm looking at a photo. Did anybody ever see the Kimbo Slice Muhammad Ali bout in heaven? And the special guest referee is the gorilla. And it's got a gorilla outfit.
Oh, shit.
It's called the HFC1, Holy Fighting Championship.
God.
Dude, Muhammad Ali, well.
We can go to that. Celebrity deaths, we want to do that. He's on the list. Yeah, Muhammad Ali passed.
Well, you know what's funny? I showed Jay. I found a list, and the list is like extremely long of people, celebs that have died this year.
Mine's on Syracuse.com, apparently.
Yeah, same one.
Yeah, that's the same one.
It's really long.
It is. David Bowie was the first really big one, I think.
What was this guy?
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Lemmy something?
It's got him in order, too.
Lemmy died at the end of last year.
Okay. But he's at the top of the list. Dave Mira?
Glenn Frey.
The BMX biker died?
Yeah. Suicide.
Really?
Wait, who did?
Dave Mirra.
Oh, yeah.
He was big at the X Games when X Games were prevalent.
I think it was tied to concussions.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they thought, too. Eagles guitarist.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman passed away. I always remember him from Sheriff of Nottingham.
He's Hans Gruber.
Metatron. And
yeah, Hans.
Hans Gruber.
Shoot the glass.
Who else is on this? Abe Vigoda.
It just seems like this is an abnormally big year for celebrities to just kick it.
Yeah.
Not been. Kick it, I mean die.
Harper Lee passed away. Author of To Kill a Mockingbird passed away. She was pretty old, though.
Yeah. It only took 80 years to do a sequel of that book?
Yeah.
Fife Dog.
Frank Sinatra Jr. has passed away. Junior's gone. Fife Dog? Yeah, you just said Fife Dog.
Tribe.
Yeah. Gary Shandling, yeah.
He passed away.
Joe Garagiola.
St. Louis's own.
Mm-hmm.
Joni China Lauer, the WWE wrestler.
She was in some naughty films.
Prince passed away.
Yeah. That was huge.
Prince is dead?
Prince passed away. Has it been that long since we podcast that Prince died between our two episodes? Jesus.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah, I don't remember. When did he die? I didn't. It shows on there, doesn't
April 21st, I think it's.
Okay, because I think we podcasted like a few days later. Or was
a few
it
days
no,
before?
It was before, oh, okay. yeah. We okay. yeah, we hadn't recorded.
For all the comic nerds, Darwin Cook passed away.
Yeah, that was
sad.
Yeah.
April 21st,
Kimbo Slice. Can't believe Kimbo Slice didn't die in a street fight. That would have been the way for him to go.
Well, it's like Dave Mirra. I can't believe he didn't die trying to do a backflip on a ramp or something.
Whoa, look at this. Alan Young, the voice of Scrooge McDuck on DuckTales.
Really?
Oh, no shit.
Really? So, yeah, Anton Yelchin, that's the guy. Yeah, he played Chekhov. He's also, what's his name in Terminator Salvation? He was
Kyle Reese.
Yeah, he's Kyle Reese in Terminator Salvation.
He was Odd Thomas, too. Dean Koontz.
Muhammad Ali? He died.
But the way he died, Anton Yelchin, that's fucking, what a way to go, dude.
Apparently there was
the Anton guy.
There was a recall on his Jeep.
Was it the parking brake though?
No, it wasn't the parking brake. It was the shifter, and it
so
wasn't
he wasn't
staying
in park.
Or
it wasn't staying
he,
in park.
So without the emergency brake engaged,
He thought he put it in park, and it backed down and pinned him between.
Does she
car
do that all the time?
Dog.
Like at the gate or the mailbox
brick
or some
mailbox,
shit.
Mailbox.
Yeah.
Matt, get it out of my face. Stop.
Anton Yelchin.
I think his last words they said were like,
"Yelchin,
oh fuck."
Too soon.
Oh, Christ.
Weaker.
But how does that make everyone feel that we're starting to recognize people that
Matt,
we recognize?
Billy Bob from Varsity Blues died.
Right.
No,
he did not.
Ron Lester.
Yeah. They scanned my cat. And,
holy cow, he was 45.
He died from liver and kidney problems.
I give it a 10.
Yeah,
10.
I forgot. He just died.
He was 45.
Like a week ago.
He was 45 years old?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that old.
They think it was tied to his surgery he had.
Because I guess he had the stomach.
Yeah, he died of kidney.
Kidney?
Liver and kidney problems.
Silverfish.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
God damn it.
Crawling on the water.
I get those too sometimes, yeah.
So how does that make everyone feel that we're getting to that age where people that we really know are going? How does that make you feel? You feel old? I don't know. Doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah. I saw an Obit.
Let's see if
this
Aaron
week
can kill this in one. Oh, wow. If you ever miss those, you ever just try and catch them, be like, fuck.
Savage.
I had a guy in my fraternity die this last 6 months. I just found out. It's crazy that people we know
were
at that age where it's starting to happen.
You were in a fraternity?
Yeah.
Which one?
Beta Theta Pi.
Fag. Oh, wait. I'm just joking.
Pride Month. It's okay.
No. Oh, yeah. It's Pride Month.
You're good.
I was, too. No, a guy in my fraternity died. He got hit by a car.
Oh.
He was... He came back, went to, like, Afghanistan, comes back. He, like, moved up to Minnesota.
Was he in the military, I'm guessing? If he went
yes.
Just because he traveled to Afghanistan.
No, just vacation.
No, he was on vacay.
Yeah.
And,
he wanted to see some sand.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
no, he was a funny dude, Doug, but he came back. And it was really weird because he added me on Facebook, like, a day before.
You're
and
cursed, dude.
I was friends with him for one day on Facebook. And then I find out, I'm like, holy shit. He was crossing at, like, a four-way stop sign.
Where's this at?
Up in Minnesota somewhere, and it was like a senior citizen just didn't notice the stop sign, just boom, barreled through and hit him.
Old
like all these people
can't drive.
Yeah,
imagine that.
Well, they can't. I live around like a retirement community.
Yeah,
it's like The Walking Dead in the morning when I'm going to work. I have to go really slow and I weave in and out because they're all just like in their track suits and they're all walking in the middle of the street. I'm like, okay.
Oh my god.
If you I'm like Coral, head down, Coral. And like I like
you
put on a
track,
I put on a tracksuit and I put like mothballs all over me so I smell like them and I walk in the middle of them. I just open my mouth really wide and have a dead stare.
Nice.
They don't even notice you.
Yeah. I cover myself with mothballs.
There is a giant old dude on a
that
scooter.
Did the mothballs
that
thing. My grandparents were.
Oh no.
They were infamous for mothballs, man. Their house smelled horrible.
Yeah. There is a giant dude. I mean, he's very much obese that lives in the neighborhood too in that retirement community, and he just drives this scooter around with a like a basket on the front, and I almost hit him like 2 days ago going to work, and I'm like, dude, if I have to stop at stop signs, you do too, man.
So are you in a retirement community? Like, how
no
you get
but
in?
They're okay. Literally like 30 feet across the street from me.
Oh, there is one across the
yes,
street.
Yes.
Ah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, and you cannot park in their parking spots.
They will let you know about
there's
it.
There's right? like, I've counted, there's 12 parking spots in front of this chain of like little retirement homes. There's always a maximum of 3 cars there. My friend Zach parked there once when we went to a Blues game. We were gone a few hours, came back, and somebody had smeared mayonnaise all over his windshield. And there's little old lady handwriting with a note underneath his windshield wiper. And it's like, please see the sign. I'm like, okay, but why the what the fuck with the mayonnaise? And I remember that was like 2 years after I moved. I'm like, God,
Jesus.
Zach never mayonnaise. Forgot that. That's I'm like, awesome. Hey, Zach, why don't you just go park across the street? He's like, no.
I'm not dealing with the mayonnaise cleanup, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is awful.
I mean, not only did that happen, man. But it's like they pretty much indicted themselves with the note. I'm like, okay, I'm going to put two and two together and say you did it.
Right.
Would you ever live in a retirement community? Would you live around?
I pretty much do. Yeah,
well,
I would.
Do now, I guess. Would you ever live in a retirement community?
Not if I couldn't take care of myself.
I would rather
not
do
that. Not a special care like a.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What's the thing I'm thinking
like
of?
Like a
nursing home. I just meant like.
Nursing homes
like
are basically
Seinfeld,
hospitals
you know?
Anymore.
Is she gone already? And I'm a old
both
bachelor.
Scenario. Give me answers to both scenarios. She's still alive, and then when she's dead, give me both.
Maybe if I'm an old bachelor.
Old bachelor can bang a whole bunch of old people. Is that what you're trying to get away with?
Give yourself credit. You can get younger women.
I don't know.
No.
Do you want to see my Wolverine collection? That works well.
I can't wait to read.
Hey, what's up, lady? You want to read my comics?
I can't wait to read Jay's Old Man Balls Cardinals blog when he's like 80. Be like, there's too many blacks on the team. Like, Jesus Christ.
All right, Tony, what about you? Would you ever live in a retirement community?
I hate old people, so no.
What's your plan?
Well,
Tony,
you're going to be one. I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, you're
well, then I'll euthanize
point.
Myself.
Tony will be like, fucking old people. Tony, you have no pants on right now.
So
he doesn't anyway.
Yeah. Steve, what about you? What's your plans for when you're of that retirement age? We're going with 60 to no, 70. At
I'm
least
killing
70,
myself right? at 60.
You're killing yourself at 60?
Yeah.
That's young, man. No. What are you talking about?
Well, your heart's got to make it that long anyway.
Yeah, I'll give out.
Start doing heroin soon. End up like Lane Staley.
It just went dark.
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Well, when Steve's 60, he'll be dating someone either 25 or 95.
Hopefully yeah. in Vegas.
After he stalks.
That's all Steve cares about. As long as I'm in Vegas.
As long as I'm in Vegas.
Are you retiring in Vegas? Is that the plan?
I would like to.
Steve, we can go to Vegas like whenever they have a team, hockey team. Yeah, we can go watch the Blues now.
Next season.
That would be a nice little road trip.
Yeah, I will. I'll be there in a heartbeat.
All right, so you're already basically living one. You enjoy it. You like the walk. I like the Walking Dead situation. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's across the street, and honestly, you don't. I mean, you'll see them outside, but
mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm really a get off my lawn kind of guy. I really am already at this age. So if I'm at that age and I'm going to get off my lawn, I don't know.
I already talked to my neighbor today about they want to put in more parking spots, and my neighbor and I are. I'm like, we're like, no, fuck you. We're going to sue you if you do that. You can't pour concrete here. We have a dispute with the building next to us because some guy's
again,
just a douchebag.
I don't know if I'm a live out in the country guy either. Where you know, because then if I have a heart attack, I want to get close to a hospital.
My grandma, she just
because she's out in the middle of nowhere,
like,
right?
She just had a stroke like a week ago, really? And she just got out of the hospital. I think it was a stroke. We don't know.
She
won't give you the whole story.
Was
she
there
fell,
someone there
though.
To help her?
Well, she thankfully she fell going into the bathroom. Pretty much did the splits. And
your
then,
grandma did?
Yeah.
She's how old again?
She is turning 80 at the end of this month. God. We're having a big blowout party for her. But, and
literally?
She said, no, yeah, Jesus. Really, literally. And she said, she has like one of those little flip phones, of course, you know. And so,
the jitterbug?
Yeah. And she, when she fell, she said, luckily the phone landed right by her.
Oh,
so weird. She just called whoever my cousin or uncle or whoever, because they're farmers. They all live on the same road, you know. So, they came and took her to the hospital in Cape Girardeau, so she was recovering there for a few days. But, yeah, that's one of the bad parts about living out in the middle of nowhere. You better hope
that's,
you
yeah.
have something.
Yeah.
That's why she carries her cell phone on her everywhere, though. Just don't text her.
She'll never. Yeah.
I'm with Tony. I'm not going to kill myself when I turn 60, but if something happens and I'm in the middle of the country. Let me go.
Do you think weed will be legal by the time?
60's not very old.
Yeah, it's not.
My
not
parents
very
are, like, very close to 60.
Yeah, my parents are, too.
No, I was going to say.
I think they are.
Yeah, mine are.
Now, right?
My mom's past it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. See, yeah, 60's not old.
My mom's 57. My dad's about to be 57.
Give yourself at least till 75.
What?
Father's 71.
Yeah, I have young parents.
Good Lord.
Sorry, that was my phone.
Oh,
I thought I turned
Jesus
it on.
Christ.
Vibrate. There's Cardinals news.
Uh-oh.
Well, sorry, it's from the Post-Dispatch. Rosenthal is no longer the closer.
Oh.
So there you go. Sorry, I have really breaking news there, guys.
No one else cares.
I actually
else.
Meant, I thought I'd turn that on silently.
Well, they're going to use O, Segrist, and Broxton.
Yeah, they are. No, they're not.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm older.
Well, you guys just
I already told people at work, because I know a lot of people at City. And every time, like, a girl stops by, like, oh, she's cute. Oh, is that your girlfriend? Like, no. I go, I'm not going to get married until I'm maybe 45, and I'm going to marry, like, a 23-year-old.
There you go.
They're like, no, you're not. I'm like, yes, I am.
That's a smart decision.
If I'm not dead, I could be dead by then.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think?
I'm going to go out in a whorehouse hard
attack. Do you guys think most...
No, if you're in a whorehouse, you're not going to Joe. That would defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
Why would you spend $800 just to come on yourself?
He's like, I'm shy about
it. Are you going to be doing the glory hole?
Hey, can I tell the
glory
joke?
Hole joke?
Can
no.
I tell the Dr. Pepper joke that I heard from
yes.
our other listener?
Yes.
Well, you guys already know the punchline, but
I didn't pay attention. Earlier.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why?
Because his wife's dead.
Oh,
nice.
At Ginger Spice. Thanks
yep.
for that one.
Loyal listener. As
yeah,
always.
Loyal
yep.
listener.
Yep.
We'll send you a T-shirt.
With
this podcast needs to get to the point where we have live tweets, Twitter. You know, what are we
I could right now, but I don't know what I would put.
What did I say?
Tweeter.
Whatever.
Tweeter.
Tweeter was in a Varsity Blues, so fuck you. where we have people tweeting at us while we're doing it to ask questions and whatnot. That'd be fun once we get to that point.
Totally.
Matt, quit trailing off when you talk.
Fuck you.
You know, you guys.
It'll be great if
do I need to go get the stand for him? I'll go get the stand for
that's
him for
right.
the next
no,
episode.
No, I'm just
God
joking.
Damn.
No, that's just how Matt talks.
That's how I do.
A stand's not going to cure that.
That ain't going to help me.
Matt starts talking. He goes, you know, guys. Hold on. Let me check the old thing right here real quick, okay? He does it all the time.
I reached climax.
Did you know Matt is my age?
Yeah, we're the same
I thought Matt was like 46.
Says the guy with fucking kidney stones, dude. What the fuck?
Anybody can get kidney stones, though.
Old people get kidney stones.
That is true. I was the youngest one by at least 30 years when I went to the doctor's office.
Urologist?
It was me, and it was all these guys with walkers, and their wives are there, and they're on, like, oxygen tanks.
Exactly,
and I'm like,
my point.
Well, I'm here because I have dick bullets.
Someone give me that shit.
You caught it from the old person home.
I probably did.
That's exactly right. There you go.
They're like, here, eat all the spinach. That's bad for you, by the way. That's what I heard.
Spinach is bad for you?
Well, it can cause kidney
stones. Excess.
Really? What's in spinach that does that?
No idea.
I thought spinach clears you out, right?
It like crystallizes in your kidneys or something
what?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Lettuce and shit like that clears out poop.
I mean, you have to eat a lot
like
of it.
Tons of spinach.
Who's eating that much spinach to get kidneys?
I don't know. I just saw a TLC thing on a woman that ate cheesy potatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Cheesy
spoiler potatoes. Alert, she is fat as fuck, too.
She's fat where they had to cut a hole in the house.
Yeah, she goes, I just don't know why. They're so cheesy and moist, and they taste so good. And his husband's like, my size. He's like, I don't know. My wife just really loves cheesy potatoes.
Is she Irish?
No, I think she was Latina.
Huh.
So really, it was more like, well, you know, these potatoes, they'd be so good.
Boy.
Ice meal.
Ice meal.
That's Steve's Latino orgasm sound.
Ice meal, cheesy potato.
Why does he have a Latina orgasm?
No, that was just his imitation.
You follow enough of him on Twitter.
You know what's embarrassing, too? I have a new laptop, and I went to YouTube, and I'm just typing in Y-O-U, and it goes, you porn. I'm like, shit, I'm already breaking it in.
It knows you
well. You have to test it to see if like the videos are going to run smoothly.
Well, yeah.
Brazzers HD.
Yep.
And I'm like, do you want to upgrade for $9.99 in HD? I'm like, well, why not? It's like going to Starbucks once.
Yeah.
You live once. Spoil yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know a true story also?
About
my parents don't listen to this, so it doesn't matter. My dad was dead serious about my kidney stones. And I'm sitting there. I went over to their house, and I'm sitting there with my mom and my dad. And my dad goes, so how do you just pass them naturally? I go, yeah, either you're going to urinate and they're going to come out, or you're going to have them surgically removed. He goes, have you tried masturbating? And he was dead serious.
Oh,
and my mom's
God.
Looking at him. I go, Dad, I don't know if that's really going to make a difference. And if it did, those would have been out like a month ago. But he was dead serious. He goes, have you like tried, you know? And I'm like, what?
Did he make the hand motion to
you? Yeah.
He made the hand motion?
But, and I'm like, why would you think that?
Your dad's awesome.
I
know.
I go, they
do. They don't even know me, and I don't know them. But I love your parents, dude. They're hilarious.
He probably looked at the internet browser when you left.
Yeah, he probably did.
He's probably taking tips from Joe. He's like, this is awesome.
He's like, oh, well, he's trying to get him out, it looks like. I told him, I go, I guess it all comes out the same pipe, but it's different tubing.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of X-Men 2. Have you tried not being a mutant? And it's like, no. It doesn't work that way, Dad.
So my dad thinks masturbating can pop out kidney stones. Felt only over that easy.
Dick bullets. Don't call them dick bullets.
Yeah. I'm like, well, if the kidney stone originated in your testicles, yes, I guess that would work.
Don't think they'd be kidney stones.
Those would be called testicular stones. Which, if those exist, fuck. I would hate life.
Could you imagine a money shot with those, though?
Oh, she'd be like,
pow, 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 ow!
Give it to me, baby. Give it to... Oh, fuck.
My eye.
I'm blind.
Then you add, like, the little Western gunshot. Like,
Matt, why'd you look at Jen?
I was like, that's hilarious. She's got protective eyewear on. That's all good.
Jesus.
My wife wears glasses. Thank you.
And, like, on YouPorn in all caps, it's like, ejaculation kidney stone, raw footage.
Dad was right.
Yeah. Holy shit, Dad.
Do you write your dad a thank you note after that?
Yeah, I know.
In penmanship?
I sent him a photo.
Dad.
I'm like, ignore everything else. The kidney stones came out.
Oh, shit.
That was good shit.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
It was.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm...
That's my dad's...
I think that's the closer. We got to end on that one, right? Where are we at? How are we doing with time?
Well,
I think we started 6 minutes in, so we're probably at about 54-ish, I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
I looked at it when
five,
we started.
Yeah, five. So we got about five more minutes worth of stuff.
I don't know. What do you Who sang it is on my list.
I don't think. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You forgot that?
Oh.
You can do that. Research it for the next episode. What was that supposed to be about, though?
Well, I don't know if I can do it for next episode. I was going to take Bryan Adams lyrics and Taylor Swift lyrics and just read them and see if you could figure out. Because Bryan Adams is a very he's a very emotional guy.
Oh, I see.
What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, you come back to that.
Oh. The only thing I have is bad things from Urban Dictionary. But I don't talk about Civil War. I don't care. I can talk about Civil War all day. What was your guys' favorite part of Civil War? What was your Toner, what was your favorite part of Civil War?
That I haven't seen it yet.
You still have not seen Civil War? Seriously?
Nah, I have not.
Yeah, I saw
I dropped the ball, man.
I saw it before
him.
He's
got a new girlfriend, that's why.
I really dropped the ball on this week, too.
If you guys
have
been together for a long
topics.
Time, you guys would have seen Civil War by now.
I'll watch it.
Go see
I do
it.
I do want to see it. I do.
Before at least
spoil it. I don't give a fuck. Does Spider-Man die, hopefully?
What? Why?
No?
He's a 15-year-old kid, man. You want to see a 15-year-old kid die?
Well,
no, but
he goes to high school. He's probably going to get killed anyway. Am I right?
Oh,
am I right?
School shooting. School shooting.
Not by
joke.
His own hand.
He knows to stand on the toilet.
Oh,
no.
Oh. Man, that's sad.
Poor Spidey.
He can hang upside down.
This was the big
we all just get quiet. We try to figure it out. We're like, what?
I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
You didn't see it yet, did
no.
you?
See, this was the best Spider-Man.
You know, though, I'm not as into that
no,
stuff
not,
as you guys.
So that's okay.
This Spider-Man in Civil War was the best Spider-Man of all the movies.
That's good.
He's Spider-Man movies.
They all had good things about them, though. You know, Spider-Man 2 was a great movie. Spider-Man 2 from the first Raimi series, that's a really good one. We all thought Toby was great when he was there. We all thought Andrew Garfield was great in the first one because mm-hmm. there's something different and new. We're all going to think that Tom Holland's the greatest because that's the newest thing. So we'll see.
Did you want to go through the Urban Dictionary? I was going to do the ones only – the top 25 that involve state names.
Why state names, though? Just
because they sound better.
What else?
I can read them off, and you guys can guess what it is, and I can tell you what it actually is.
Toner, you're the leader of this discussion. You go for it. You make the call.
Let's finish up Civil War, and we can do that first on the next episode.
What else, we'll tease it
on the next one.
Black Panther was
totally
awesome.
Forgot about that.
Black Panther was awesome. I agree. Now, he's actually my favorite part of the movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
because I'm looking forward to his
that.
Solo movie the most. I don't. Because Spider-Man, it'll be great, but at least Black Panther will be something different. We've seen Spider-Man movies before. Now, yeah, I agree with you. He's the best Spider-Man. But I just want to see something different. Ant-Man was probably the second.
Oh, he was awesome.
Whoever would have thought we would say Ant-Man was the second best thing in that movie.
But his movie was awesome, too.
It was awesome. It's true.
Ant-Man was good?
Yeah, Ant-Man
it was.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll let you,
you haven't seen Ant-Man yet?
Because Paul Rudd's in it?
Yeah. Really
kind of like Deadpool.
He wasn't even the best.
Ryan
here's the thing about Ant-Man. Exactly. Paul Rudd wasn't the best part of Ant-Man.
Michael
Pena was the best part of Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's awesome. I like him. He's cute, too.
Totally.
Michael Pena or...
Pride Month.
Paul Rudd.
I don't know.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of dudes like that would double up on me if I had $1 million.
Nice. I don't care. If you want to. All right, yeah. So we'll. I got to see Civil War still. I'll make it happen. I haven't seen X-Men Apocalypse
either.
We
won't
spoil
the ending.
X-Men Apocalypse was not great, but not bad. It was okay.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I mean,
I
recommend people go see it. I would do that. Yeah, I'd say go see it, but
you better hurry because it's hardly in theaters anymore.
Hard because they haven't made a good one since X-Men 2. First Class I liked.
First Class was good. And I like Days of Future Past.
But they're a great one, a really good X-Men movie. There hasn't been a really good one since X-Men 2.
Sidebar: have you ever gone to a movie by yourself?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a movie theater all by yourself?
No.
Remember when I was I think I was emailing you guys maybe, when I saw Deadpool?
Yeah.
I saw it like 11 a.m. because I was off or something that day.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Or I think it was right before I started City, so I didn't work that day. And then I was literally the only one there.
Nobody else.
Yeah, and it was the best.
Isn't it the
thing.
Best?
Yeah. It's the best if you could just sit there and be like, ha, that is hilarious. It's like I did that the entire movie. And then I'm just like emailing you guys throughout the whole time.
I'm texting
then,
during the movie.
I'm like, I'm going to the movie this morning. I'm like, there's no – and it was like the last day it was in theaters.
And then the cleaning crew came in and said, why is this one seat sticky?
Oh,
like, we can't get this handle to go up.
I'm trying to get my kidney stones out, man.
There's a unicorn. There's a little toy unicorn in it.
It's like going to St. Andrews.
Oh, wait, what?
That little dollar theater where you stick when
Oh, okay, yeah.
They've never cleaned it.
Okay. No, it is like your shoes stick to the floor.
For about a week afterwards.
You'll leave without your shoes because they just stuck.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Right. Urban Dictionary state names. Go.
Oh, you want to do that?
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing it for the next episode.
We can do that real quick.
Okay. All right. We're just now at an hour. That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. So you want me to just read these and then you guess maybe what they are?
What state is it from is what we're supposed
to do? No.
It's got a state in the name.
In the name of the actual act. These are like sex acts from the Urban Dictionary.
We're supposed to guess what the act is.
And then I'll just tell you.
Well, let's let us guess first.
Oh, I will.
Oh, well, let's go.
No, he's going to tell
Quit
us
Quit mowing
it is,
my lawn. Okay, so the first one, this is actually the top 25 worst things on Urban Dictionary.
Are you starting at 25 and going to number one?
This one's actually number 24 on the list. Okay. So I'm not doing 25 of them. Gotcha. I'm just picking the ones out with states.
Right,
so number 24 is called the Massachusetts Slurpee.
This sounds
Does anybody
like
have like a guess of what that might be?
Does it have to do anything with poop?
The I don't red really coats are coming.
Ooh, good call. Yeah, she's on her period.
Oh,
she's talking
shit.
About she's on her period.
You know what? This one is, it doesn't have to do with either one of those. During intercourse, do you have like a weak stomach? No, I'm just joking. I just heard you. During
she's
intercourse.
Taking notes.
Right before the girl climaxes, you whip out a straw and put it in her vagina. Once the straw is tightly shoved in, you start masturbating until you can perform a money shot into the straw, which funnels into her vagina. That's called the Massachusetts Slurpee.
What
Man,
the fuck?
You won't find that flavor at 7-Eleven.
Oh, we're all out of those.
Yeah, can I get a taquito and a Massachusetts Slurpee real quick?
This one's not a state. It's classic, though. Rusty Trombone is on came from Urban Dictionary. Okay, next one with the... There is one that's really weird on here that was number one.
I'm not surprised.
It's not a state. Okay, here's number 20, the Tallahassee gas mask.
It's a state, though. It's not a state. That's a city.
Same oh, thing. Yeah, shit. Same I'm sorry.
Thing. We'll tell. That's right.
Yeah,
Florida,
we'll
right?
include it, I guess.
This has to be like a Dutch oven. Something
it's in Florida.
It's when one splatter farts into a hotel provided... Oh, okay. When one splatter farts into a hotel provided shower cap and sneaks up behind a loved one and puts it around their face like
Oh, shit.
It's the splatter fart that makes me
I love how they word these on here, too.
Splatter fart.
And I love how they put it in a sentence, like if you're going to use it. Like, my wife was screaming at her, so I gave her a Tallahassee gas mask to calm her down.
I bet that worked well.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here's a really short and sweet one. The Texas Chili Bowl.
This has to be like the chili
dog. Fucking your sister.
No. What's the chili dog? Remember
that's
the chili
a Kentucky
dog?
One.
If I use it in a sentence, will it help?
Yeah.
Trent gave Billy a Texas chili bowl.
Trent gave Billy. So it's a gay act.
No, it's just right, sentences never work. It involves Tabasco sauce, a telephone, and the anus.
Man.
That one's very vague.
You know, very vague.
The scary thing about this is... Since they have names, someone's done them.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure somebody's at least tried it, and they got wasted, and like, honey,
it's
our anniversary.
All right. It involves hot sauce, a telephone, and what was the third part?
The anus.
What?
I don't know.
Do
Who knows?
Do you use the hot sauce as lubricant or something?
I guess you're supposed to use your imagination.
And then
here's
you
one,
take a picture.
Here's one that should be close to our hearts. It's the Missouri backwash.
Oh, Jesus.
I think Steve has done this before, actually. After giving a guy a blowjob and having his load blown in your mouth, you proceed to spit the contents back in his face.
So,
Jesus.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
Or wait, maybe Steve hasn't done that. Wow. Next one's already one. Number 15. That was 16. 15, the California cheeseburger. Nobody's got guesses?
No, man. No.
Squatting over her chest.
This one's awesome, actually. This isn't really gross, it's just funny. It's a sandwich in which the main ingredient's a small baby, a favorite among godless hippies.
What?
Alright, okay.
Okay, we'll keep skipping through. I love this touchscreen.
The avocado taco.
The avocado taco.
Avocado taco. Dirty Sanchez, we've all heard of that one. Man. Oh, shit.
Are those all the states?
Oh, here's another one. The Carolina mud flap coming in at number 12.
Oh
shit. Okay.
This one's very short and sweet also.
Sharding. Has something to do with sharding?
No.
Oh, okay.
During vaginal intercourse, you insert your testicles into the woman's anus.
Okay, I see it. Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Lindsay. That's a Carolina Panthers fan, by the way. Carolina Mudflap.
Oh, nice.
Who? You know what, Lindsay? You can tweet us if that's been done to you.
Oh, God. And if so, provide details.
If you guys ever go to the House of Blues in New Orleans, she's a bartender there.
Oh.
Tell her you're with Nerdcast. Give her a T-shirt.
Wait till you see this one.
Oh, this one's also awesome. I remember reading this. The Tennessee Abortion.
Oh.
This one's like, this one's very, it's not even gross, it's just funny.
Okay.
Okay.
It's giving birth directly into the mouth of a bear.
What?
That was number 11.
Jesus. See, and your theory was that someone said, tried this. No one's tried that ever.
Right off the bat, number 10, the Nebraskan corn cob.
Oh.
It has something to do with oral sex with your teeth.
No, it does have something to do with corn.
The corn cob up
Real
the anus?
Using corn,
or?
In the act. Corn in the butt.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
All right, there you go. What you got?
Fucking a chick in the ass after she's consumed a large amount of corn.
Oh.
Then pulling out your corn-covered dick and having her eat the corn off of your dick.
Oh. Fuck. That's enough.
Dude.
Tapping out. That's
Wait,
nasty,
we're almost through. We're almost through.
Portuguese, that's a country.
Portuguese chocolate doesn't count.
That was nasty.
Here's
dude.
A good one.
What was
number,
it called again so I can talk about it on Monday?
Number 8, the Alaskan Pipeline.
Something oil. Something.
This one's actually pretty good. I actually think this one's awesome.
Oh, it's not right.
It's where you shit into a condom, you freeze it overnight, then you insert it into your own anus.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, we're almost done here.
Oh my God. Who thinks of this shit? They're
Jesus
people.
Christ.
Nope, we're at number 5, the Michigan Dewbanks.
Oh, I don't know.
Michigan Dewbanks?
Like
D-E-W?
I don't want to
There's
stop
a lot
laughing.
Of
I got to pee
matter.
Really bad, so I got to...
Okay, we're almost done.
No, because I would want to laugh and piss myself.
A sexual act involving the use of a spoon to remove fecal matter from the receiver's sphincter. The feces is then put into the mouth and the partners proceed to make out. The feces is then removed from the mouth and used for vaginal intercourse lubrication. That's the Michigan Dewbanks.
Oh my God.
So, that's a city, but we've all heard of number 4, the Cleveland Steamer.
Yes.
Oh, the Felch. That's number 3. We've heard of that one.
I heard of that, I don't know where it is.
Number 2. This might. I think this is the last state.
I think we've touched on this one before.
The Alabama Hot Pocket.
Oh, we've talked about this, right?
Did
we talked about this when we did the Pakistani drill press, right?
Yeah. This is the art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shat aside. And possibly, it says in parentheses, and possibly having sex with it afterwards. Do you guys want me to read number 1, what
yes.
it is?
Sure, why not? Fuck it.
This one's, it's like a paragraph. It just is called Mung. M-U-N-G.
Mung?
M-U-N-G.
Mung is a poop of some kind, right?
This one says, this is the one thing in the world worse than genocide. One must first have no shame. He and she must use a newspaper to find the obituary of a recently deceased man or woman. Then find a buddy with no shame. Who will aid them in this act. The partners then go to the cemetery where they dig up their victim and flip a coin. The loser, or winner, depending on how sick you are, applies his or her lips to the genitals or anus of the corpse while the other partner proceeds to climb the nearest tombstone and elbow drop the corpse's stomach. thus forcing out a blend of rich bodily fluids and embalming materials onto the partners. This blend is called Mung. The act of getting this blend on your face is called munging. Chicks will dig this one.
What the
end
fuck?
End the episode. I'm done. That's nasty.
I just figured I'd read that one. They rated that the worst thing that's on.
That's the worst thing that someone's ever
on Urban Dictionary.
Use it in a sentence.
Oh, the sentence is, freeloading bastards who mung will surely burn in hell. Freeloading bastards. You getting that sex for free. The best part are you take a flying leap off the tombstone and elbow drop. Yeah.
Macho Man style.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mom.
Well, that killed my erection.
I actually didn't have one until now.
Ladies at the table, who's in the mood for sex tonight?
Who's in the mood for a little mung?
Okay.
And you wonder why Joe is single.
We just need the trusting friend, the one that's got no shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Joe,
really, depending on how you view it, you could be the loser or the winner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good way to start episode 30 on our hiatus.
Luckily, this is on the internet.
Yeah, it's not going to be a shock to anybody. Okay. Okay. I'm in.
Bye.
Yeah. thank you. I guess for listening to episode 30 of the Nerdcast podcast.
Please come back.
Not your regular dialogue.
Sorry if you're horny right now.
I feel like I felt like after watching 8mm the movie, I just feel dirty.
You feel like
the machine.
Yeah, the machine.
Oh.
If you like that, hit up Steve on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm a little.
He'll like it.
I'm a little nauseous.
If you like what you heard, hit up S. Craig 1982.
Yeah, be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com.
There are no pictures of that stuff.
Yeah, no pictures of Hmong on the website.
I'm going to see if there are on online, though.
Yeah. We're on Twitter.
You wonder why you're going to be on the flight list, dude.
We're on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast. Again, nyrdcast. We're on Facebook. Fucking Google it. We're also part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network
for now.
Yeah. Be sure to go to ijov.net and check us out and all the other fantastic podcasts that are part of that network. So thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Jay.
Joe Dust. Don't have sex with dead people.
Or elbow drop them.
This is Matt, and I feel very dirty right now.
Sound guy Steve, see ya.
The ladies can shout bye if they want or not.
Oh, man.
Next time.
Bye. They sound like they've seen a rape or something. Man.
Okay. Until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Oh, I'm going to go pee. It wasn't that bad. Well, I'm here because I have dick bullets.
We do, too. We're going to do lots of weed tonight.
Sweet.
Somebody's going Bravo Delta
what?
Later.
Lots of weed.
You're going to do lots of weed.
Do weed.
All right.
Are you trying to do sex with me?
Okay. Somebody's going Bravo Delta later on.
Ooh. Back door.
Balls deep.
Balls deep.
Oh. That's where my mind goes all the time. My mind goes right to the asshole.
Whoa.
This is Senses Fail and their song, Buried Alive.